Welcome back to the AI podcast, Decoding Tomorrow's Intelligence. I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, and today we're diving into one of the coolest intersections of AI and gaming I've seen in a while. Google has just unveiled a new feature as part of its Gemini initiative, and it's called Imogen 3. Okay, so if you're a gamer, or even if you're not, you'll want to stick around for this. Imogen 3 lets players design their own custom chess pieces. And I don't just mean tweaking a color or adding a texture. We're talking full-on AI-generated bespoke chess sets created from nothing more than a text description. Picture this. You tell the AI you want a chess set inspired by ancient mythology, where the pawns are tiny gladiators, the rooks are crumbling temples, and the queens are goddesses wielding thunderbolts. Within moments, Imogen 3 gives you a set that looks like it's straight out of Mount Olympus. Pretty amazing, right? And while chess is the current focus, the implications here go far beyond gaming. This is about creativity, specifically how AI can empower people to bring their imaginations to life without requiring any artistic or technical skills. Let's take a step back and think about why this is such a big deal. Chess is one of the oldest games in history, with its roots stretching back over 1,000 years. For most of that time, the design of chess pieces has been, let's face it, pretty standard. Sure, you've got ornate sets for collectors or the occasional themed set, but unless you're a sculptor or designer, creating your own set hasn't been an option. Imogen 3 changes that. It democratizes design, making it accessible to anyone with a creative idea. That's the kind of innovation AI should be driving, breaking down barriers and turning creativity into a universal language. But this isn't just about chess. Imagine taking the same concept and applying it to other games. What if you could design your own characters in an RPG, your own vehicles in a racing game, or even your own furniture in a home design app? The possibilities are endless. Now, let's talk about the challenges, because no innovation comes without them. For one, there's the question of ownership. If you provide the idea, but the AI generates the design, who owns the final product? Is it you? Google, or is this another gray area in the evolving world of intellectual property? There's also the technical side to consider. AI-generated designs are only as good as the datasets and algorithms behind them. If the datasets are limited or biased, Imogen 3's results could be too. And let's not forget scalability. Chess pieces are relatively simple compared to designing an entire character or environment. Expanding this concept to more complex designs will require serious computational power. Another concern is accessibility. Right now, Imogen 3 feels like a democratizing tool, but if it's tied to high-end hardware or premium subscriptions, it could end up excluding the very people it's supposed to empower. Google will need to find a balance between innovation and inclusivity. But let's not get bogged down in the challenges, because the potential upside is massive. Imogen 3 isn't just a tool for gamers. It's a glimpse into the future of how we create and interact with the world around us. Take education, for example. Imagine schools using AI tools like this to teach design concepts, letting students create their own projects without needing advanced technical skills. Or consider industries like fashion, architecture, and marketing, where customization is king. Imogen 3 could make bespoke design faster, cheaper, and more accessible than ever before. What excites me most, though, is how this shifts the dynamic between technology and its users. With Imogen 3, you're not just using a product, you're co-creating with AI. That's a powerful idea. It makes technology feel more like a partner than a tool, something that works alongside you to bring your vision to life. Let's imagine this applied to more than just chess. What about multiplayer games where everyone's character looks completely unique, or virtual worlds where every object is custom made by its inhabitants. This isn't just about gaming, it's about reshaping how we think about creativity and expression in the digital age. And yet, with all this potential, there are ethical implications we can't ignore. If tools like Imagen 3 become mainstream, what happens to traditional designers and artists? Will they be replaced, or will they find new ways to collaborate with AI? There's also the environmental impact to consider. Generating complex designs on a large scale requires significant computational resources. As AI tools like this become more popular, companies will need to ensure their processes are sustainable. So where does this leave us? I think Imagen 3 is just the tip of the iceberg. It's a glimpse into a future where AI doesn't just automate tasks, but also unlocks new forms of creativity. It's about empowering people to turn their ideas into reality, no matter their skill level. But I want to hear from you. What do you think about Imagen 3 and the idea of AI-powered customization? Would you use a tool like this? And if so, what would you create? Drop a comment and share your thoughts. I'd love to hear your ideas, whether they're about gaming, education, or something completely different. That's it for today's episode of the AI podcast, Decoding Tomorrow's Intelligence. If you enjoyed this discussion, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And hey, the next time you sit down to play chess, imagine a board that's uniquely yours, designed by your own words. That's the future we're stepping into. Until next time, stay creative, stay curious, and keep dreaming big. Catch you later.